Welcome to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, and we're happy to have with us today Susan Romaine, who is the chair of the Orange County Living Wage Program, and Jim Wald, who is the co-owner of Glass Half Full, a very popular facility in our community. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks.
Well, we're glad to have you on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, for this Nonprofit Showcase exciting revelation of something a lot of people may not understand or know anything about before hearing this show. So let's give them some information, Susan. What is the Living Wage about?
Orange County Living Wage is a very grassroots organization that certifies, promotes, and then encourages customers to patronize employers in the community that pay all of their part-time and full-time employees a living wage. And we define that living wage as $13.15 an hour. If the employer should provide health insurance benefits, then the living wage is $1.50 lower, so $11.65 an hour.
So where did the number come from?
The number comes from something called a universal living wage formula, and it's a widely accepted way of determining a living wage. It assumes that a person shouldn't need to pay any more than about 30% of their gross income toward rent. And that frees up the other 70% for such basic things as food and transportation and child care and medical supplies.
Hence living.
That's living wage. So this isn't a wage that somebody uses to take a Caribbean cruise. This is a living wage really providing just those most basic necessities. And most folks that are making a living wage, there's not a lot of cushion there, but they can provide their most basic needs, and typically they're not in need of public assistance.
And how long has this been in existence in Orange County?
We certified our first employer, Markopolis Construction, on July 1st, 2015. So we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary, and I'm thrilled to announce that we have just recently certified our 116th employer since then. So we are a very diverse mix of small businesses, as well as nonprofit organizations, public employers, and we're, of course, thrilled to have Jim Wald of Glass Half Full here because we're picking up more and more restaurants in the community as living wage employers, which creates, obviously, more opportunities where consumers here can go and support these restaurants and retailers and show them that these owners have the backs of their employees so that we as a
community— Will there be a symbol on their door, something that says they pay a living wage?
Yes. Part of our mission is to not only certify living wage employers, but equally importantly, we promote these employers.
Okay.
And we do this through everything from storefront decals, through postings on Facebook, through brochures, through a new
radio
app—
Radio spots.
Through radio, free
well,
radio
Well, let me ask
spots.
Jim, how did you get connected to the program, Jim?
I hadn't heard about it till probably about a year ago, and one of our customers mentioned that he works with Orange County Living Wage and asked if we'd be interested. Told me at the time the rate was $12.75, and this is something that my previous partner Mickey Maloney and I had thought about since we opened. You know, that we wanted to pay a fair wage to our employees. And over time, the first few years, it was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, we got to that. And at that point when we were first approached, we only had to give two people a quarter raise to meet the threshold. So we were already working our way towards that. And our feeling was that we want to pay people a fair wage. We consider that there are most important ingredient in the restaurant.
They're interfacing with the customer and—
Well, they're, it's more the people who aren't interfacing with the customer that are—
The back.
Normally not paid.
See what you're saying. The people in the kitchen, the people busting dishes and that kind of thing.
And the warewashers and the people who are actually creating the product. Mm-hmm. You know, unlike other industries, we're a factory and a sales force all mm-hmm. in one place. So, you know, it's easy for people to think of your factory worker as just a incidental cog, somebody who doesn't who's replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we want to pay people a fair wage. We don't have much turnover, and they contribute more. You know, they contribute artistically. They put more of themselves into it.
Would it be fair to say that they feel greater attraction and trust to you as management because you're willing to pay a living wage?
I hope so.
Yeah. And the reaction when you first started, what did people say?
They thanked us for the raises.
It's not like that commercial where I don't want to accept more, right?
We early on tried to give health insurance, but that became hard to do because we don't have very many full-time employees, so our group wasn't large enough.
Mm-hmm, to qualify, yeah.
And also a lot of members of the group were fairly old, so it was prohibitive. So we shifted to that we would try to actually pay them a wage where if they could, they could buy insurance if it fit into their budgets.
Mm-hmm. But from a manager perspective, how difficult was it to get into the program? Was it hard to become a living wage participant?
No. I mean, for us, it wasn't because, like I said, we only had a raise two people a quarter.
So you call Susan's organization and they come and do what needs to be done
to
enroll you?
They look over your payroll records and assure that you are paying people what you say you're paying.
Mm-hmm. So there's some verification involved.
There is, Fred. And for the restaurants and other employers with tipped employees, we do typically look at payroll or actually interview one or two employees just to make sure that the tips, the combination of the tips and the hourly wage are bringing an employee up to that 13-15 level. But for other employers that don't have tipped employees, it really is a very probably a 15 to 20 minute application they fill in
online.
Pretty easy,
huh?
It's a very, very straightforward, simple process.
So in your restaurant, tips are distributed and shared? Is that the way it works?
For the most part, server keeps their own tip. There's not a pool for the servers. There is a pool from the server back towards bussers and hosts.
Those who are helping. Well, hold that thought, and we'll pick that right back up as soon as we return from this short break. Nonprofit Showcase, Orange County Living Wage. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and today we're delighted to have Orange County Living Wage with us, and we have Susan Romaine, who is the chair, and Jim Wald, who is the co-owner of Glass Half Full in Carrboro. And Jim was just talking about tips and who shares and how that all works, and you were saying that the wait staff take care of those who are not out in front of the customers.
Right. There used to be a law in North Carolina that a server can only tip out 15% of their tips. That would get distributed among people who work in the front of the house only. It's not allowed to be distributed to people who are not who don't have the opportunity to make tips. So it mm-hmm. can't go back to the kitchen, can't go back to the dishwashers. So the restaurant is always responsible for the back of the house. We do have them tip out their 15% of their tips, and then we match that three times.
Okay, so you're doing that.
So we add to that, and that total is then distributed to the bussers and the hosts. They're still averaging around $16 to $18 an hour.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, when we go to a restaurant, we don't think about how important that is because the tip does make a big difference for those employees.
Yes.
And you mentioned earlier that when you started the program, you only had to raise the pay of a couple people to qualify.
Correct.
Yeah. How does that work, Susan, when you come in and look at the employment record?
When we certify employers, some already qualify. Some already are paying our living wage, so it's a very straightforward process. But some of our employers don't qualify, and they actually end up lifting the wages of some of their employees, excuse me, just as Jim did, in order to become certified. And I'm pleased to say that among our 116 living wage employers, about $575,000 in wages have been lifted at the low end of the pay scale by these employers that wanted to jump on board our Orange County Living Wage list. So what's, I think, particularly important about that $574,000 is when these folks at the low end of the pay scale do get a hike, they typically don't have the luxury of saving that money, Fred. They've got to spend it. They can finally go out. They can finally get a haircut. They can finally fix a leaking faucet or get the car repaired. Mm-hmm. They can finally put a few extra dollars into the collection plate. And that, of course, leads to this wonderful multiplier effect throughout the economy. So if you take all of that extra cash being pumped into this local economy, this is really about $700,000 in addition money that's moving through our economy and in the process creating more jobs and sure, putting more profits into some of our local employers. So this is just a great thing in terms of lifting these wages. The other thing I do want to mention is that it also is good for our community. One of the things we know through some recent data through the Chamber of Commerce is that only about 25% of the people that work in this community, work in Orange County, live in Orange County.
Yes.
Many are commuting. Jim, I'm sure you noticed this in the restaurant industry, but many are commuting from these other counties, whether it be Alamance or Chatham or Durham. And so by providing this living wage, we're also giving some more opportunities for those who work here to mm-hmm. live here, to put their kids into the public schools here, to spend their paychecks here,
sure,
to have more opportunities to volunteer in the community. So
it's part of the community where they work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jim mentioned earlier that he has very little turnover, but I suspect some in the business world out there who do have higher turnover, a living wage might soften that turnover, because turnover costs you money, right? You have to train people and do all of those sorts of things. Have you gotten any data yet on whether businesses that have become living wage participants are seeing less turnover?
We definitely have some anecdotal reports about that from our living wage employers, and I'd love to hear from Jim in terms of how it's impacting morale and productivity and custom, you know, just general service at glass half full. But our anecdotal evidence is that, yes, it definitely improves. The employees tend to be more loyal. There's less absenteeism. There's mm-hmm. less turnover. There are many, many reports showing that paying a living wage very often is good for the bottom line of a business.
Yeah. What happens in your case, Jim? What have you seen?
I say over the last 5 to 6 years, as we've tried to raise everybody's wages, that our turnover has steadily decreased. The first couple of years, we burned through probably 30 people in the kitchen. Now there's almost no turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Our two ware washers, they've been with us the entire 10 years.
That's phenomenal in your business. You don't hear that very often.
Right from the start, we paid them the same as we paid a line cook, because a lot of people don't want to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the lowest job, but if nobody wants to do it, you need to reward it.
Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot of work to be done, I assume, in Orange County in getting people to pay a living wage. What percent do you think we have left to do?
We estimate that about 40% of the workers in Orange County are making below a living wage. So, yes, we've got lots of work to do.
When you approach an owner and you say, here's what we've seen as the benefits of paying a living wage, and they say, well, I just can't afford to do it, what's the next conversation?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because the next part of the conversation is, we appreciate all that you are doing. If at any point you would like to revisit this conversation, we would love to do so. But we have always, from day one, taken a very positive approach to this. We want to offer this voluntary certification program to local employers. Let them know it's out there. Jump on board if you can. But those that don't qualify, we do no negative publicity. We do no boycotts.
We don't shame you or say you're a
shame.
Bad person.
And it does bring me to this point, Fred. Through my work with Porch, I've been very aware of how many families in this community really live, you know, paycheck to paycheck mm-hmm. to make ends meet.
Or
but
sub-paycheck.
Through my work with Orange County Living Wage, I also appreciate so many small businesses in this community. They are living payroll to payroll, mm-hmm. very stressful,
very thin margins.
Trying to make ends meet for themselves too. So we respect that. We honor these small businesses for the work they are doing, for the employees they are putting on payroll, and we take a very, very positive approach.
Well, I'm
to
glad
this.
To hear that. We're going to take our break, and when we come back, I want you to be able to tell people how they can get in touch with you and what else you might be able to provide them. And this is Nonprofit Showcase 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. We'll be right back. Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, 97.9 The Hill. And today we are finishing our conversation with Susan Romaine, who is the chair of the Orange County Living Wage Program, and Jim Wall, who is the co-owner of Glass Half Full, who is a participant in the program. And we've learned some fascinating things, and particularly appreciate Jim's perspective as a business person in this community. It's a tough thing, and we know how hard it is for businesses right now and all the different things going on. And, you know, so Susan, if somebody out there is interested in the program, how do they contact you?
They can either visit our website at orangecountylivingwage.org, or we always welcome their emails at info@orangecountylivingwage.org.
Now, should people be surprised that you're a 501c3 nonprofit?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, which means all donations to Orange County Living Wage are tax deductible.
And what would a donation do?
A donation would support our efforts to promote our living wage employers in the community. And that includes everything from brochures, as I mentioned, from brochures to our website to social media.
Those kind of costs that you have to absorb.
And right. I do want to mention that it includes boycotts. We have now done boycotts with Vimala's, Curry Blossom Cafe, Mystery Brewing. We've recently done a boycott at Rise and Gray Squirrel, as well as Coastal Federal Credit Union. So lots of ways for people to
highlight those who are participating.
And for your listeners out there, the most important thing people can do if they're interested in this cause is to support our living wage employers, to patronize them. And we have a list of all of our certified employers on our website at, like I say, orangecountylivingwage.org, and make it a goal once a week. Decide that you're going to get a cup of coffee at Gray Squirrel or Joe Van Gogh. Once a week, you're going to visit one of our living wage employer restaurants and support these employers who are doing right by the community.
Jim, do you ever get questions from people when they see that you're a living wage participant? Do they say, well, what does that really mean and how does that help me?
Not so much a question, but people who thank us.
Oh, okay. They'll say, thank you for doing this, because that means you're paying people something that they can afford to live in this area.
Right.
It's very difficult.
We are. This is a very timely question, because we're actually just in the process of printing support cards. They'll be the size of a business card, and we will pass them out to our supporters as we see them. And each time they visit a restaurant or a coffee shop or go to a plumber or go to a Weaver Street market, they pass along that support card, which says, thank you for being a living wage employer.
That's a great idea.
And so that we want to provide that feedback as much as we possibly
can.
Other
counties in North Carolina doing this?
There are. This whole thing started down in Asheville, and they have, over 400 living wage employers
and
now.
They've got a lot of restaurants.
They do. And it has moved to Durham, where there's a Durham Living Wage Project doing very well. And like I say, about 2 years ago, we brought it here to Orange County. I think they're trying to get a similar program off the ground in Wake County. It's an important movement, Fred, because I think it's rare these days that we are able to put together coalitions of such diverse groups of people working toward finding some kind of, you know, happy medium on a pressing social issue. And I think that's what we have with these voluntary certification
programs.
And
this is really a critical social issue because we're talking about the survival of people in our economy. Well, would you believe our time is up? And I can't thank both of you enough for participating. And we hope you can find some more participants. This is Nonprofit Showcase, your host, Fred Black.